Pete Woodbridge is a creative multimedia manager at Coventry University and talks here about his experience of getting Coventry onto iTunes U.
We've been podcasting for a long time, but about this time last year, we were approached by Apple, who were running a load of roadshows about iTunes U. Now, obviously, I'd been listening to iTunes U for a long time. I'd been listening to a lot of the content from universities like Oxford, from the Open University, from Cambridge. And so for me, it was really interesting, a really interesting way for us to disseminate information, to talk to people. So that kind of got us thinking as an institution that, is that something we could do? Well, we knew that we'd been podcasting in a few different places at the time. This time last year, there were little pockets and bits of things happening around the university, but there wasn't a central space for people to access them on our website. So we saw this iTunes U really as an opportunity for us to gather that all together and do it in a centralised way, a way that, so when people do come to our website, they can access from one central portal, or they can access through iTunes U and some of the other places that we put the podcasts on. So really it came about because of the need for us to centralise as a service to the academic community, really. And by being central, obviously that has advantages. We can help train people to create their own. We can obviously check content, check that all the legal things are in place, check that the production quality's there, and it's the kind of content we want to represent us as a university. So really, yeah, it can actually add value to lots of different groups within the university. We set iTunes U up about this time last year, probably spent about 3 or 4 months gathering around content, top and tailing it, metadata, setting up the technical side of it. It didn't really add a huge amount of extra work or responsibility to what I was already doing. I'd say iTunes U, the podcasting, probably consumes at the moment, if you don't include the recording, about a day, 2 days a week of my time. If you do include the recording, obviously you've got all that to think about. Creating the iTunes U is something that we've done without any budget whatsoever. We are fortunate in that we do have some equipment within the university that might have been being used for other purposes. So we've got cameras, we've got audio recorders, we've also got the technical skills within the team as well. We're quite fortunate we happen to have a web development team who have the skills to be able to look at how we're going to do the XML for feeding up to iTunes, for example. But the iTunes U project didn't cost us anything at all as a university. It's just making use of existing resources that we've already got, and often as well existing content that's already been produced. So our mathematics content is already getting produced for other purposes. We have a Centre for Excellence for Teaching and Learning in Mathematics Support, so they're already producing this content. So we've just taken that content and centralised it, put it up into iTunes. So it's not something that's been expensive for us, which is why it's been really successful for us. In the last year, we've gone from having, I think we started iTunes U with about 150 different media items. We're now well over 400, and that's partly because, yeah, we've got more people involved in production, we've got more students involved in production, we've managed to streamline some of the workflows with people who do submit regular content. But yeah, still it's something that hasn't actually cost us anything directly as a university. What it's really cost us is time, obviously, from people around the institution and buy-in from the academics and the senior people within the university. That's really important. Getting people's buy-in has been really important. You'll find probably every university, the students have probably already got the technical skills to be able to do this kind of thing. It's just, how do we get them to help us? was the real key for us. There's more and more universities within the UK and abroad doing this kind of thing now. So there's a lot of lessons and a lot of mistakes that have already been made and that you can actually find information about. So I think the most important thing you can do is just talk to other people from other institutions, have a look at websites like the Steeple website, where you can find information about best practice and some of the lessons that people have learned along the way, really. You don't need to go it alone. You don't need to reinvent the wheel. There's a lot of people out there who have been really helpful to us and are continuing to be really helpful. We're all learning lessons, I think. So it's important that we share best practice.
This podcast was produced by the Open University for the Steeple Project, funded by JISC.